Right, just to start off the interview, can you introduce yourself to the fans and explain where you're from and if you've got any past experiences from your life?
Okay, I'm young Diego Red. I'm from Fresno, California, west side Fresno, California, which is central California, about 2 hours from L.A., about 2 hours from San Francisco, right there in the middle.
Alright. You got comments from Kanye West on saying that you're a great MC and all that lot. How did those comments from Kanye come about?
Okay, what happened was some friends of mine own an independent clothing store called FTK out here in Fresno. They also have another store in Visalia. They did some artwork work with him on his first album cover. They also did some t-shirt retail stuff with him. And one of the owners of the store was on tour with him, and he was working on that joint for the Boost Mobile campaign, and my dude thought it'd be dope if he heard me over it. So my dude sent me the instrumental, I laced it, sent it back, and my guy played it for him. My guy Bob from FTK, he plays it for him, and he heard it, thought it was like real dope, you know what I mean? And he threw it on the mixtape, I believe, somewhere. Later, I went to check my messages on the phone maybe a few weeks later, and he had left me a voicemail just letting me know that, you know, he felt like I was a dope MC and keep doing my thing.
Alright, cool. How did the comments, like, saying that you're one of the hottest, like, out of the West and all over the United States, how did that have an effect on you?
It was an honor for somebody at his level in the game. Although he hasn't been around for 10 years, he has most definitely came in and done his thing in the last 2-3 years, whatever. And he's held in high regard, so it was really an honor. And it was somebody that I follow, somebody that I listen to, somebody that I admire on the microphone as a producer. I mean, the dude's style and the whole nine, so it was an honor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at the same time, I've always felt the exact same way as his words did. It really didn't solidify anything for me. I've always felt the same way about myself. My fans around the area I'm from always have felt that way. It was like another, you know, trophy on the shelf to say that I've been acknowledged by someone else's favorite rapper. It's a lot of people who need some exec, some other rapper, some journalist to say this guy's dope before they can listen themselves and say, yeah, he's dope. I mean, it's a lot of bandwagon type people. So it helped a lot of bandwagon people go back and listen to me again, and now I get a lot of, oh yeah, you dope, you know.
Yeah.
But it was an honor, you know what I mean? But I've always knew that I put mine down.
Yeah, definitely. You're only 25 right now, is that right?
Yeah.
And you've already had been recording for like many years with producers such as Scott Storch and artists such as Exhibit and Nate Dogg. Which tracks were these, and like, do you have any plans to release any of the other material you recorded on Def Jam Records?
Exhibit happened to be a personal friend of a personal friend of mine, you know.
Yeah.
I got in the studio with him a few times. He took me out to the club a few times, and it was just stuff that we did hanging out with him. Those records weren't necessarily mine to have, you know. A lot of those records were records that I just was lucky enough to have the opportunity to be in the right place at the right time. And they let me know, like, hey, Pim, do you mind what you're doing? Spit a few bars and I get on something. So it's really up to these people if those records ever come out. You know what I mean?
All right. All right, cool. You created Red Bull Music. Like, tell us about the vision and the goals for this.
Rebel Music is what we call the music we make with my company, which is Rebel Entertainment. My group is The Rebellion, the Underworld Rebellion. We're pretty much those individuals who grew up just like everybody else in poverty, drug abusers, parents, you know what I mean, single-parent homes. Just even some people have both parents and just come from a poor upbringing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Struggling to survive, rebel against the system, what we're given, you know what I mean? Making a better way for ourselves. We really try to put that into our music, you know what I mean? It's a lot of that. And it goes as far as the sound, which is the LA sound of music, to the sound, which is the Bay sound of music, it's like right in the middle, yet it has a revolutionary type sound to it. We're speaking for the people in the ghettos, people in the slums, the people that are oppressed, my people that's in prison, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Alright. What would you say is the most important factor for you? Would it be units sold or your own satisfaction in the final product?
My own satisfaction in the final product. I would hate to sell a bunch of records, but at the same time, be unhappy with what I did or feel like I compromised my beliefs or compromised my people,
yeah,
or compromised the fans that have been behind me up until this point just to sell some records. You know what I mean? So, in the end, it would be my final result, you know?
Yeah.
I come from nothing. I ain't never had, you know what I mean, shit. So I'm really not in a rush to ever, you know what I mean, be rich. Although we'd all like to be rich and all like to have nice things, I do fine, you know what I mean, on my own.
Yeah.
But I never compromise myself or my integrity to be famous or popular, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because I know a lot of people will basically get told what to release and stuff like that, but currently you're your own boss, which is something that you wanted in the past. So how does that feel to be in the position where, like, you can take things where you want to take it, basically?
It feels good. I still have people around me. My manager, Hectic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My guy, Success, my dude, Yusan. I got a lot of people around me that still give me ideas, still push me in certain directions, but there's no stronghold or creative control hold over what I'm doing. I'm allowed to speak my mind. They may bring certain type of beats to the table, and I still just get out what I want to say. And that's dope, because I'm a big fan of music. I'm an artist, but I'm a bigger fan probably than I am an artist, because I buy everything, I listen to everything from everywhere. I go to shows, I check dudes out, I'm on the net reading about dudes. I'm really a fan. And it was a time when artists put out albums and it was like, you knew that dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really don't know these dudes that I'm hearing today. You feel me? I don't know them. I'm listening to the music and they have formats for the songs. It's a club record, it's a dance record, a few street records. Nothing's personal, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to bring back that everybody knows this guy type music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we knew who Pac was. We knew who Big was. We knew who Ghostface was. We knew who the whole Wu-Tang was. You know what I mean? It was a lot of dudes that when we listened to them, we knew exactly who they were as we listened to the music. I'm trying to bring that back.
Yeah.
Not just the same format of this type of record is what you would consider a single. This type of record is what would be the B-side. But it's not personal anymore. I'm trying to bring back that personal.
Alright, cool. How do you feel about all these new movements going on, like the hi-fi movement in the Bay and things like that?
I admire everybody that stands up and does something to represent themselves. We're really all the same from both ends of the United States, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just a different way of doing the same thing, you know what I mean? And the hi-fi movement, I'm 100% behind, because they show me a lot of love in the Bay. My city's only 2 hours away from the Bay or less, and they out here a lot. They do a lot of shows out here. We do a lot of shows with them dudes. I'm 100% behind the hypey movement, you know?
Yeah.
The Bay in its entirety isn't just a hypey movement. There's a lot of MCs in the Bay that do music that isn't what you'd consider hypey. You know, they may have one or two songs on their page. It's a lot of lyricists in the Bay Area, just like it's a lot of lyricists in L.A. who may not have the Snoop Dogg sound, the Tupac sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of talented MCs out here on the West Coast that are doing a lot of very, very creative things, and I'm just waiting for it to come back to the West, and I'm hoping I have a chance in playing a part in being one of the forerunners of just a creative music movement again from the West Coast.
Yeah, because a lot of people say that it's the hi-fi movement's opening doors for other artists to come through, and a lot of other people say that it's basically just a copy of Krunk. Which one would you say was most likely?
Nah, I'd never say it was a copy of Krunk. If you look back at 40's previous records, he had beats from Lil Jon. If you look back, you see that E-40 was on Lil Jon records before now, you know? That sound is a sound that's almost derived from the Bay Area sound in the first place. You just got to go cop older records, you know. You got to cop some Sean T, some RBL. You got to cop, you know, a lot of the Messy Marv joints, a a lot of the key joints. That stuff, we've been doing out this way, but that's what it was popularized as, and people heard it that way, so they say, hey, that's crunk.
Right.
We feel that shit, and we love that shit, and the South don't have a problem with us out here, and we don't have a problem with the South out here. So if everybody else that caught it first is crunk, now they're like, oh, those guys are copying those guys. Those guys aren't copying those guys. It's the culture already here. You just never heard it. And then if you really listen to it, you can determine between the two.
Yeah.
So I would never call the two the same thing or call that a spinoff of crunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Alright. Judging from your music, you seem to absorb your surroundings and speak on some like real issues. You told a line to what some people would like call a backpack rapper, and basically that's something that the industry is lacking right now. How does that make you feel, and what are your thoughts on that?
It makes me feel good that they acknowledge me in that way. I know I have a lot of records in the vault that can sit on the radio all day long. So a lot of the time when I have an opportunity to throw a record out there, and it's not for the media or for mainstream, you know what I mean,
yeah,
publications or whatever, I'd rather give them a record that they can see, not only is this dude a talented lyricist, this dude has a real heart, he's a real nigga, he's saying real things, you know what I mean? I'm trying to really not bring it back because it's there, it's just being overlooked because a lot of the artists that rock that way can't rock the other way, you know, and a lot of the artists that rock that way don't want to rock that way. I can do both, you know, I just put, you know, thoughtful lyrics over the right beat is what I really think it is. I do, but I'm not here to waste my time. I feel God put me here with a purpose, and I'd be cheating not only myself but my fans if I didn't say something that meant something on the microphone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. On your debut album, Living Proof, you had features from artists such as Dub C from West Side Connection, E40, and Yuck Mouth. How did those features come about?
Those features were all personal friends, invited them over, hung out, you know what I mean, chilled, blew some blood, did some songs, you know what I mean? They were compensated for, you know, of course, but at the same time, it was more personal. The first album, because those were all like the homies introducing me to the homies, and so we just vibed, good record. I was younger,
yeah.
So it was really, really my first few times in an actual recording studio, my first few times actually meeting anybody I've ever listened to, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Ever. I had all their records, so it was really an honor. It was a tripped out experience to be in there rocking next to the dudes that I grew up listening to, and that I was probably listening to 2 days before they came to the studio. But
right.
It was all personal friends that arranged all that, you know what I mean?
So it was like a crazy experience to be working with people that you'd be listening to usually.
Yeah.
Right.
Real crazy.
Right. In 2005, you released your album Dog Eat Dog, which is your second album. It includes production from Kanye West on the track The Whole City Behind Us. You replaced The Game with Kanye's approval. How did you do that? How was that?
It wasn't necessarily me replacing Game with Kanye's approval. It was a mixtape record. You feel me?
Alright.
And he approved the fact that I used it. You know what I mean? And that,
yeah,
I got on there. Like I said, they sent it to me early from off the tour bus before the campaign started or whatever. And he allowed me to put a verse on there and he listened to it. I wasn't on the commercial or anything for the Boost Mobile campaign. I wasn't a part of that. But with his approval, I used it on a mixtape, you know. The Dog Eat Dog was half album, half a mixtape. I hate it. I never really do mixtapes that are like just me rapping over a whole bunch of beats because a lot of people won't ride and listen to that. So what I do is I'll get 10 hot records that I got, you know what I mean, myself, and then in between those records I'll put small mixtape records, but usually lesser noticeable records. I don't take top 40 records and do mixtape songs over them because everybody knows the songs. I try to find those beats that everybody slept on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talib, Heaters, some San Quentin, Heater, something that people have overlooked, and then I rock on that, and they're like, whoa, that joint is hot, and then it's a plus for me and the artist whose beat it was, because every now and then I throw on one of their verses or something, and it becomes a hot record. But that was a mixtape slash album, my second release. It was half mixtape, half an album.
All right. We reported just last week on WCNN that you was in New York working with R&B sensation Neo and Remy Ma. How did that come about? How did it go? And what did you record?
Actually, I haven't made that session yet. Actually, my management spoke soon. I'm on my way to do that.
Alright.
So, we're working with the same management. The same management as the R&B cat Neo.
Do you have anything that you're going to record?
Yeah, actually, we already have a couple joints planned in the process, and I do believe he's actually even laid some stuff down. I'm not 100% sure, but I do believe he's laid some stuff down. We're under the same management, so I do plan on working with him real soon.
That's right. Alright, cool. We believe that you work with GLC, which is Kanye West artist, as well as San Quinn. How was they to work with?
Okay. First of all, let me say GLC is my homeboy. You feel me? We met him at an autograph signing for Kanye. We met. He was a real cool dude. Every time I'm in L.A., we just hit him. We gonna hang out. He's my homeboy. We hang out. We chill. We blow something. You know what I mean? He's a real good dude. He gives me a lot of advice on things that aren't necessarily pertaining to the music. You feel me? He's just a cool dude. So in order to get him on a song, it wasn't hard at all, but it was still an honor because I really admire that man's grind. He got a lot of heat coming, you feel me? A lot of heat. So y'all be on the lookout for GLC's record because my dude got a lot of heat coming from out that south side, Chicago, you feel me?
Yeah.
And San Quinn is a real good dude. I've been following his career for a long time. It was a blessing. But that was once again like a homie, a friend of a friend calling me like, yo, Quinn's in town, man. Come get down. We go over there. We chill. Buy something up and lay something down. You know what I mean? It's always like that for me usually because I'm really personal with my music. So in order for me to get on a track with somebody, it's personal. So even if I'm double platinum next year, you won't just see me having a bunch of records with a lot of different people. If I really don't know a dude, can't sit in a room with a dude for a few hours and judge his character, his demeanor, and I'm not really judging, but if we don't vibe, I'm not going to force a record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So working with GLC and San Quinn was a blessing to me. And they both are real good dudes, you know what I mean? And I consider both of them friends of mine, you know what I mean?
Alright. So, is it the same with Hectic? I heard that you linked up with him as well, Hectic.
Yeah, Hectic is actually my manager and one of the cats who produces a lot on my projects and mixtapes, you know what I mean? I actually met him, some friends told me about a website, centralcali.com, which is a website for artists in the Central Valley area, which is where I'm from. And I checked it out, and I had some fans that I didn't know about. I was living in L.A., so I started joining in on the site, met a few people. I met the dude. He was introduced to me, a friend of mine from Schoolyard Masters, which is another group out here in Central California, introduced me to Hectic. He played me some beats. We laid a few songs, and from there, we just kind of kept vibing, you know, and the songs got better. He has an incredible mouthpiece, you know what I mean? And he started talking for me. So he became like my personal manager. The dude, it's me and him. We're like a one-man army. We handle a lot of the business ourselves, you know what I mean? And then there's my other partner, Money Boss. He handles a lot of the hands-on stuff. But really, Heck is like a one-man machine, you know? He does a lot of the beats. He does a lot of the management stuff. You know what I mean? He's also my DJ. You feel me? When you see me rocking on stage, the dude behind me probably arranged the show. You feel me?
Yeah. All right. So are you happy with the recent material that you've worked on?
Yeah. I got a lot of new material coming, man. A lot of new material. I've been working with some new producers, Gutta Fam. And I just got some stuff from Needles. My dude Heck has been coming with it. I've been producing myself a little bit. Just really getting ready to put together a well-rounded album. Really looking to secure a nice new deal. And really, really get out there the way I'm supposed to be this time. I'm very happy with what I've been coming with. And I believe the West Coast will also, as well as the rest of the world. But I'm really sure the West Coast will be pleased with someone of my likes representing them.
Alright, when do you intend to release this new material?
I got a new mixtape I'm dropping. Getting Money, Getting Paid, Let Me Count the Ways, Mixtape Volume 1. I'm releasing that in July. It ought to reveal maybe the first single from this new album and a few other tracks that's classic joints along with some unreleased stuff on this new mixtape. Right now, I'm just trying to close a few deals. I got a few offers from a few labels right now. I'm really trying to close the deal, so I really can't say when the album is coming out. I'm really just trying to do the record and close the deal. We're pretty much self-sufficient, so we have a couple of hot records from big producers, a couple of hot features, so we really don't need the label to shell out much cash, you know what I mean? We pretty much have a hit record already. So we're just trying to close the deal and see who wants to release this record and make sure they talk in the right way with us when we do so. So I really don't have a release date, but hopefully it'll be the end of this year, early next year, you know what I mean?
How do you feel about the West Coast right now and how things seem to be panning out?
I love what the West Coast is doing right now. In the public eye, the mainstream eye, it looks like we're really not winning. I love that I can see my guy E40, who, like I said, was on my first album. And it's so great to see my dude on MTV now.
Yeah.
Seeing my dude on BET now. Seeing him in the magazines, you know, and not just the underground magazines, you know. It's so good to see that right now. I feel good about the West Coast. I'm networking a lot. I travel a lot. So I'm hearing what the artists you guys haven't heard yet have to offer. And we got a lot of heat coming out of this West Coast, you know. Peace to all my dudes also out in San Diego. It's a lot of hot MCs coming out of San Diego right now. It's a lot of hot artists coming out of San Diego. And also coming out of Fresno, California, which is where I'm from. And we all know it's a lot of hot artists coming out of the Bay in L.A., like always.
Yeah. All right, cool. What would you say is lacking in all of hip-hop, not just the West Coast right now?
Lacking in all of hip-hop, like I said, that would most definitely be personal feeling.
Yeah.
That personal feeling you get when you listen to an artist. You gotta be able to relate and let the people know you. You feel me?
All right.
It's not too many rappers you'd wear on a t-shirt. It's a lot of rappers that have t-shirts and little slogans that are going. There's not really anybody that I want a poster of on my wall right now, you know?
Yeah.
Growing up, I had posters of all my favorite rappers on the wall. My little cousins don't have posters of none of these niggas on their wall. It's not really too many rappers that you'd want, you know what I mean, on your wall. That feeling, that personal feeling that I'm a fan of this dude, it's not the same anymore. You listen to an album for 2 weeks, and you back to the bootleg, man, trying to cop another one, you know what I mean? It's like that feeling of running to the record store to cop a record, tear it open, read the credits and all that. That feeling is kind of gone right now. It's a few artists out there, though, like I said, that came with heat this year. And they doing it live, you know what I mean, on a major scale, all over the game, though, you know?
Yeah. Alright, so when you like, new projects drop, are you going to be touring or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm always doing shows, I'm always opening for somebody, always headlining, throwing my money into the game and throwing my own shows. I have a show out here in Fresno, California, for anybody who's in the area, with Too Short, June 3rd. Out here at Club Soho. I just had a show the other night out here at the College Fresno State. I'm trying to put together a tour right now with some artists out of Sacramento and a few artists from out of the Bay Area right now. I'm trying to put together a small tour. But yeah, so just look for me soon. Check me out, level247.com, and I'll keep you posted on where I'm appearing next.
Cool. Right, what artists or producers would you like to work with in the future?
Artists and producers?
Yeah.
Artists and producers I like to work with. I really don't know. It's so many artists, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really, as far as producers, I'm looking for all up-and-coming new producers. I like that new sound. I'm always looking to have a sound different from the sound another artist has. I mean, so really, the producer I'm looking for, nobody's heard him yet, you know what I mean? But as far as producers that I believe are doing their thing, the cat, Poomp from Atlanta, who does a lot of the stuff for T.I., I really admire his work right now.
Yeah.
Rick Rock, of course, from out of that Bay, I really admire his work right now. E.A. Ski. Of course, everyone would love to have a Dr. Dre beat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course. As far as artists, I'd love to work with all my favorites, man. E-40, Keep the Sneak. I'd like to do something with the cat Papoose from New York. Right now, I'm really feeling my guy Papoose.
Yeah.
From Atlanta, I'm really feeling T.I., you know what I mean, right now. I love to work with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And really, just anybody that I can vibe with, like I said. If it's on some personal shit, we vibe. I love to work with anybody, even if the niggas never heard you ever in your life, you know what I mean? Holla at me.
Alright, well, that's just about it for the questions, but have you got any last words to your fans?
Stay down with your guy, Young Diego Red. Check for me. I got a lot of big shit coming soon. www.rebel247.com. Peace. Put God first. Get money, get paid. Young Diego Red, man. Eh?